We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And hello, Tuesday. This is the last day of April. We say goodbye to April and hello to May starting tomorrow. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Our producer has booked us quite the guest today. Joe Douglas, your Jets GM, is going to join us at 9:30 this morning. That's nice.
That's real nice. I think he tried for your GM, but there's some kind of disconnect between you being the Giants.
Right.
And us getting Giants guests.
I don't think me loving the Giants and being the Giants has any correlation to him getting.
It probably does.
Clearly not.
If you were the Giants, we'd have Joe Shane.
Well, it sounded like he made some inroads on Joe Shane.
Right. Like if RJ called, hey, it's the producer from Rothenberg and DiPietro.
Right.
No, he wouldn't say that. He said the Giants. DiPietro and the Giants.
Right.
We're going to need you.
Well, it didn't work out like that. But I wouldn't close the door on that. I think at some point we'll get Joe Shane.
Well, wouldn't it have been nice that back-to-back, boom, boom, two GMs?
Listen, it's out of my purview. Maybe blame RJ.
I'm not going to blame
RJ. Maybe RJ's not doing the work, the legwork
that
needs to be done to get Joe Shane.
No, no.
Maybe Joe Shane needs to be wined and dined a little bit, and RJ's not jumping through the appropriate hoops.
No, no.
Did you ever think of that? Why is it my fault? Why is it not his fault?
Those little legs got us Joe Douglas today, okay? I refuse to say anything negative about RJ Santillo today.
That's fine.
And he's going to try to get himself... all the way to the pickleball event.
Oh, please stop.
Saw signs everywhere today again.
What, about this bike marathon?
Tour.
Yeah.
Bike tour.
Well, get out of the city before Sunday. No?
Well, where's he going to stay?
I invited him to my home.
Did the whole family?
Is he bringing the whole family?
Well, he would have to,
but
right?
You know what? Make a night out of it. Go up to somewhere in Connecticut. Spend the night. Maybe somewhere on the shore. Something nice. You know what? Take little Antonio. They have a beautiful aquarium up in Connecticut. Go up there. And the next morning, show up at the pickleball. What's wrong with that?
They just went on vacation. They were at the
family compound down in Florida. I know, but you know what? Maybe this calls for a little getaway.
It is a big event.
A little weekend getaway.
It's a big event.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Did you play? You played today?
Yeah.
Okay. Back feels good. You look good.
Good.
Every day I see you,
feels
look better
good.
And better.
Yeah, you're noticing
every day.
Mm-hmm. Really,
so proud of yourself.
What? Yeah.
What did you eat for dinner last night?
Dinner last night. Well, I don't want to get into the debate of what constitutes a burger or not, but I had a couple of Sherry made hamburgers.
Okay,
I've had a couple of burgers.
Nice
bunless burgers.
Bunless burgers. That's okay.
Right, but I know if I say I had a burger, you guys are like, oh, those are not really burgers. Remember we had this debate?
No, but I think that was because wasn't it chopped up already or something like that?
No, I had a burger.
Okay,
just no bun.
Nice.
A little lettuce, tomato, some onion, ketchup. No bun.
Beautiful.
And away we go.
Excellent.
Yeah. Feeling terrific
today. All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. Personal trainer this week?
Went tomorrow.
Excellent.
Tomorrow. And then some light pickleball on Friday.
Light.
And then I'll be ready to go on Sunday. Yeah.
This guy.
I'm really diving in here.
This guy is doing it.
Yeah. Are you playing this week?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to play. Yeah, I'm going to dabble.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm not going to reveal too much, but I'm going to make sure I'll be ready.
You'll be ready?
I'll be ready.
I don't doubt. I don't have any real concerns about you. Mets, only the Mets can be on the verge of a no-hitter and lose. And Yankees
Severino
score.
Nasty.
Awesome.
Nasty.
Yankees, I don't get too much into it now. We'll get into it later. But, I mean, why was he not going home on that play to third base?
Wendell?
Yeah.
Well, that's why he was in for his defense.
Right. But, I mean, when the ball was hit, I was like, all right, go home.
Right.
It's not like this is second guessing.
He didn't even look to go home.
Would have easily had him out at home, I thought.
Right. Well, they both stopped initially because the bat broke. And then as he fields the ball, I mean, they did breakdown after breakdown. He had plenty of time to go home.
Plenty of time to go home. Didn't Yankees score 15 runs on Saturday, 15 runs on Sunday? They played the Orioles, and they score zero runs. So not a great baseball night. But you know what? Honestly, I feel like baseball is so secondary now. Like, baseball to me is a placeholder for the Knicks, the Rangers, and at the moment, the Islanders. Like, do you agree with that? Like, you can't get that crazy with the baseball because you're so ensconced in these other teams right now.
No, it's actually been to, I mean, if you think about it, it's been to the struggles for the baseball team's benefit. Like, Aaron Judge struggled the way that he struggled. It's been to his benefit that, you know, we're so focused on the Knicks and the Rangers and Islanders.
Could you imagine if the Knicks and Rangers and Islanders were not in draft, right? And no Joe Douglas and all that kind of stuff. Could you imagine what we would do to Francisco Lindor right now?
They'd be getting some heat. Well, they were getting some heat, and then everyone kind of pivoted over to, you know, let's talk some playoffs now.
Right. Well, because that's the story. Because, I mean, what's going to garner the conversation? Right? Sitting here, end of April, baseball, we have 130 games left, or Knicks can close out the 76ers tonight?
Yeah, game 28,
right.
162. Yeah, that's not going to be nearly as exciting as the New York Knicks looking to close this thing out. And they have to close this thing out.
Yeah, and
this
your
is
mind
not
ha-
one of
have
those,
to.
Well, I mean, come on, man. So when we get into this whole conversation as we headed into the playoffs about matchups, should you win, should you lose?
Right.
There are some teams that pay attention to that stuff, and then there's the Knicks who are just focused on winning. You know, anytime they're on the floor, it's we're hell-bent on winning this game. We're not thinking about what's happening tomorrow, matchups, anything else. That's how they approach the season, and we all respect and love that. My bigger point sometimes when we talk about things like that is if you can have, you always want the better matchup. I said that to you with the Rangers. You want the number one seed because you don't want to face Tampa in the first round. Because why would you want to face Tampa in the first round when you could play the Capitals, who aren't even in the same, like, they aren't even
not even
close.
In the same stratosphere.
Right.
Correct.
So you wipe them out in four. And what happens a lot of the time is that as the playoffs progress, things happen. Right. So now all of a sudden you're looking at a situation where you got the Boston Celtics dealing with an injury to Kristaps Porzingis. So you're letting other teams do your dirty work for you before you actually have to go play.
Well, that's what
that
happens,
team.
Right? It's a long grind in the postseason, and things happen. And so we've seen it a million times.
Right, so rather than get that team at full strength now, because you've had the benefit of not seeing them till, let's say, the Eastern Conference Finals, you could go against them and have no KP. As opposed to if you play them in the first round, they have a healthy Kristaps Porzingis
right.
for most of the series.
And they're fresh and rested and healthy and ready to go. No, this is what you want. You want to kick the can down the road as far as you can. So give me Boston in the conference finals, right? Listen, I mean, if you don't beat Philly now, it would be catastrophic. You need to, and I understand you say tonight is huge, and of course it is. But there would be living to see another day. You have to win the series. You can't not win the series now.
No, of course. And you're the. You don't want to give this team any reason to believe. So you went into Philly, did exactly what you needed to do. Jalen Brunson was really good in both games. You embarrassed them. Our fan base embarrassed their fan base. The last thing you want to do now is let them stick around, win tonight.
Just let them up.
And then have to go back to...
Right, you don't want to let them up. You are standing over them. You have your foot on their chest.
Every game you
finish
play,
them.
Every game you play, the chances increase of somebody getting hurt. Like, now, for example, we don't have Bogdanovich now tonight.
Right, right.
Like, we'll see what happens with Mitchell Robinson, but every game that you play, every unnecessary game you play, you run the risk of, you know, God forbid, something happening. So you have this team down. I mean, they're down 3-1. You just, again, like I said, you went into their home, beat them, and then our fans, I mean, we took over the place, and then you were saying yesterday, like, how does Philly as a sports town get up from this?
I don't know how you ever get up
from
that.
Well, don't give them the opportunity to get up from it.
Right. Well, but that's two different topics, though, right?
Well, no. Same kind of topic, though. They win tonight, then all of a sudden you don't think the people, the Philadelphia Sixers fans, now are all hell-bent on proving to everyone in New York
maybe
that they're going to show up?
Yeah, maybe.
So don't even give them that opportunity.
Yeah. Tonight could go one of two ways. Like this could be a close game throughout. Philly can maybe find a way to steal it, or I think Philly might tap out early. Like, if you're the Knicks and you jump out to a 14-3 lead, I could see Philly being like, you know, I don't want any part of this. I could see him being quitting. I really could.
Right, we'll
I
make
could
him
see
quit.
Philadelphia giving up.
But you got to make him quit. This is one of those don't play with your food kind of games.
Well, that's go out there and from the jump, don't, you know, because the first quarters have not been kind to the Knicks, right? In any game, I think they've trailed every single game, well, in the first quarter.
Game four, they were down 12.
Right. So go out there and don't start out with, you know, it's 16-4 Philadelphia. Now they have life, and now you have to get back into what you do, which is grind out points and come back and find your way to a lead. I mean, end it early. Go out there. Do you believe that if Knicks go out to an 18-6 run, Philly has the intestinal fortitude, being that Embiid is banged up, right, that they're going to be on the road, it's going to be raucous at the Garden tonight, that you're going to get Philadelphia's best shot if they were down double digits in the first quarter? I think there's a chance they might throw in the white towel.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough. You know, down 3-1 all of a sudden now, thinking about we have to win, you know, the next three games, two of those on the road. So don't give them any reason to believe they have a chance. What's the other thing we've said about the Sixers? I mean, we have, you know, D calling almost every day that Embiid and the Sixers team are soft. They don't mentally have what it takes.
I don't think they do.
So, I mean, it's the perfect opportunity then to come out. Don't give them any life. Because you have in the first quarter. I mean, it's even the first quarter in game four, like I said, you're down 12, but everyone was involved in that first quarter.
I think you've trailed. I mean, this idea that the Knicks are clearly the better team. The Knicks are tougher. The Knicks are, I think, mentally, physically tougher all along the way. But this has not been a one-sided series, right? I mean, game two, you got very lucky to win. And game four, you just... I know it's a phrase that people hate to hear, but it felt to me like the Knicks just wanted that game more than Philadelphia towards the end. So, you know, go out there, take care of your business tonight, get some time off, which would be huge for this club, because for Brunson to get time off and Mitchell Robinson to get time off and Bogdanovich needs time off, like, you need time off. I mean, Josh Hart plays like 45 minutes a night. So get some time off, right? Maybe that Indiana-Milwaukee series extends out a little bit.
I mean, I don't even know about that, though.
Well, Milwaukee could win at home.
Maybe. I mean, you're still dealing with no Giannis and no Dame problem.
I get it. So is Dame done for the playoffs?
He's got the Achilles thing.
Oof.
You don't want to mess with that. See, that's the thing I think you're even thinking about with Giannis. Does this team, like, do we have a real chance? Right? I mean, you have...
Down 3-1, do they have a real chance to come back? The thing is, I don't think Indiana's that great. But if you don't have any
of
your guys...
I'm not even saying just real chance to come back. Like, real chance to get through this playoffs. Like, I mean, there was a reason why KD came back, right? With the calf and then blew out the Achilles. This is the first round.
Right.
You're going to push a calf strain that could, God forbid, lead to him blowing out his Achilles and losing him for an extended period of time next season?
Losing for all next year.
Right. And how does that affect just who he is as a player, period?
Could ruin him.
Plays a completely different game than KD plays.
Could totally ruin him. No, I mean, you're right. But Knicks, take care of business. I don't want to play with your food like you mentioned. Just go out there and smash this team because they're teetering. Like, Philadelphia is let's be fair, it's a weak team. Like, they're talented, but when push comes to shove, who do you trust more? Like, in the big spot, who do you trust more? Nurse or Thibodeau
How about Embiid in the fourth quarter?
Non-existent.
No, so...
They're frauds. That's what they are. I mean, Philadelphia is they're a bully, right? They'll go out there, they'll smack in your mouth, and when you respond, they don't want any part of it in the fourth quarter. And their fans are the same way. I mean, honestly, if you're Andrew Gundling, a Philadelphia fan today, I don't even know how you look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But don't give them, like I was saying earlier, just don't give this team or their fan base an opportunity to bounce back. They're down and out now.
Yes.
Right? Like, so it wasn't like, not only we lose, it felt like our city kind of quit on us. Like, to go, I know everyone, you know, season tickets wants to sell their tickets, make some extra money. But if you really thought your team had a chance in the game four where you just won game three and your superstar player dropped 50 after guaranteeing they were going to come back in the series, and that was the game you were going to decide, hey, let's make some money back on
season
tickets.
Would you ever sell your tickets to an opposing fan base that you detest? I would not. If I was going to do that, if I was going to sell my tickets, I would make sure I was selling them to someone that was rooting for the team that I was okay with. There's no way I would ever sell like Giants, Knicks, Rangers, and let the opposing fans sit in those seats. I wouldn't do it.
No, I would be hard-pressed to sell the tickets at all at that point, knowing how important that game four was. That was a huge game.
That was the game of the season.
Right. I mean,
our NBA insider, John Winthrop, said whoever wins that game four is going to win that series.
Well, think about the difference being 2-2. Now, all of a sudden, we got to steal one on the road. Now, you got to win two on the road to try to win this series.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
You better hope it doesn't happen.
It's not going to happen.
You better hope it doesn't happen.
No, Jalen's been good back-to-back games. Role players will play better at home.
So we've put to rest any of this Jalen Brunson cannot, right? Like, that's now done. Jalen Brunson is back to being an absolute star player, right?
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
He's a stud. Listen, it's going to take you a minute, too, though. I mean, you got to understand going into these playoff series, I mean, how much time and effort is going to be spent on trying to slow down the best player.
And Philly's good. Like, defensively, they're
tough
long.
Matchups.
I mean, Oubre is tough and long, and yeah, they have a lot of good defensive players. But here we are. I mean, if the Knicks win this game tonight, we enter May. Knicks Rangers final eight, and we could have an unbelievable May and maybe even June.
We'll see now, because I mean, if we take care of our business, it looks like we're going to get the matchup that everyone was talking about trying to get in the first round anyway, with Milwaukee being knocked out.
That'd be a great matchup.
Knicks
second
Pacers,
round, Knicks Indiana. But I don't want to look ahead. I don't want to look ahead.
No,
I'm
we
got to
listen
yet.
Today. Tonight is the most important. For all the reasons that we talked about. Also, even Jalen's a little nicked up. Right? I mean, he was back in the long. Like, he's a little nicked up.
Yeah. We had to leave that game at the end of the third quarter the other day, which had me near panic.
Well, every Knicks fan panicked.
Yeah, I'm sure. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Brightside breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. Yes, you heard right. Fresh, hot waffles. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. You know what else we have today? We have CMT today.
CMT, yep.
And I have a little Daniel Jones audio that we can get into. Adam Schefter saying some things which I think will surprise people, but I'm not sure if it's true. I don't know that I believe this to really fully be true.
Well, we'll listen to it.
We'll listen to it. We'll dissect it a little
and
bit.
And maybe we'll have Joe Shane on or not.
Well, I think that's RJ. I mean, every time you call Joe Shane for not coming on, I think it's more of a shot at RJ than it is Joe Shane.
No, I think it speaks to how the Jets feel about me and how the Giants feel about you. I mean, you just called Adam Schefter a liar.
Who called Schefter a liar?
You just called Schefter a liar.
I didn't call Schefter a liar.
Now, this is, again, you're being backed into a corner.
I didn't call Schefter a liar.
And you're coming out, you're just the claws.
No, I'm very relaxed.
We go to Jets camp.
Yeah.
You don't go to Giants camp.
Well, I want to go to Giants camp. That's where I want to go.
You know people can't
see you.
You
think I want to sit there in Florham Park?
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, please.
You saw the plate of egg whites they brought you?
Great. You think they don't have eggs?
Like royalty.
They have chickens in Giants camp. You pick your own chicken. And then you take the egg from the chicken, and then you make egg whites. That's Giants camp for you. Fresh papaya.
There's no papaya.
Oh, yeah,
there's no papaya.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
One GM in town wants to be friends with us.
The other one
seems to ignore us.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Do you think the other one is ignoring us, or do you think the other one is doesn't even know that he's being requested?
It's a lack of respect.
Somebody's being ignored.
Well, because people over at the Giants know that you want Joe Shane. And they said no.
I do want Joe Shane.
Right. Which should be why Joe Shane should be on the show.
I agree.
because we want Joe Douglas.
You need to swing it. Make it happen.
Now, we've heard about this thing. I've never seen it. I mean, we haven't seen it.
What thing?
You know a thing. The thing you would swing. In the end, you're not swinging it.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Swing
RJ
it.
Reached out. He couldn't get it done.
You are the Giants.
Yeah. So what? But he was told no.
If you are allegedly the Giants, make this happen.
All right.
Put it together.
I don't say ever that I'm the Jets, but whenever we go.
Well, but I never said I control what the Giants do.
But,
I love the Giants.
Right, but we go to the Jets. Can we get Joe Douglas? Yep. We go to training camp. Could we get Aaron Rodgers? Yep.
You know, because I can't think of a good reason for him not to do it. I can't.
We went to the Jets last year. I sat there and I talked to Aaron Rodgers and Mecole Hardman and Robert Saleh.
AVT.
Send me to the Giants then.
Got big, beautiful bags of swag.
This I got nothing. I got one piece of Jets paraphernalia.
I told them that you don't need it.
You're unbelievable.
You're going to pass it out to other people.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Well, that's not the beauty of getting swag. It's for yourself.
Says who? Who?
Says
what are you, the swag police?
Yeah.
So
would you like it if I got Giants swag and I started passing it out?
To Giants fans?
Just yeah, random people.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you set yourself down a road that you're not going to win.
Of course. If someone gives you free stuff,
if Raymond got Giants swag and he gave it out to Giants fans, that's exactly what he should be doing.
But you wouldn't give Raymond Giants swag because he's a Cowboys fan and he hates the Giants.
Yes, I understand
that. You have no respect for the Jets. They shouldn't give you any free stuff.
Well, what am I supposed to respect? The quarterback factory that they've become? Their years of winning football? What am I supposed to respect?
We're running back you.
Amazingly that they put this backup quarterback genius together last year. What am I supposed to ultimately respect about the Jets? That they haven't been to a Super Bowl in my lifetime? Respect is earned, pal.
See, now the true feelings come out. This is why no swag.
All right, you know what? I don't want it anyway.
No swag
Good.
For you.
Good.
It's beautiful bamboo, nice, beautiful shirts.
Good. Hope it lights on fire when you wear it. Really. Like you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you just combust in flames.
Hey, bamboo is dangerous.
Oh.
It is.
It's
very flammable.
Can you imagine? Like, all of a sudden you're like Jesus Christ and you just light on fire as you're walking down the street. What happened, Jets?
Oh, bamboo. Very comfortable.
Bamboo, very, highly very, flammable. Very dangerous. Let's go to Patty in Schenectady. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Morning, fellas. Only two more work days till Thursday. I cannot wait.
Let's go.
Cannot wait.
Let's go.
I wanted to call and see and just talk to you a little bit about, I don't know if you guys know, but every year The Athletic does a NBA poll and they release the stuff anonymously. So, like, they let the players vote on, you know, I think 40% of them, they vote on who they think is DPOY and stuff like that. Basically, just like polarizing questions.
Right.
And one of the questions this year was, you know, what coach would you want to play for and what coach would you not want to play for? And I called you guys a couple weeks ago saying that coaching was going to be the difference and that Tom Thibodeau is actually towards the top of that coaches they don't want to play for. And I was like, that's weird.
That's not weird.
And then
it's not weird, though. You know why they don't want to play for him? Because he's going to push you hard.
Yep. And then exactly. So the comments on it, like they release the anonymous comments and they're like, I'm too old to practice this hard or I'm a grown man. I'm not going to worry about what he has to say. And I thought the best part of the whole thing was Josh Hart took to Instagram and commented on it. And he was like, all y'all are soft. I was like, that just personifies this Nick team to a T. And I love to see that out of him.
Of course you do. But that's why. But I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. That's why, you know, Leon Rose should be congratulated for what he's done. I mean, the fact that you have players, it's why Jalen Brunson was the perfect player to bring in here because he fits exactly what Tibbs wants to do. You got a bunch of guys that buy in. And as far as the players that don't want to play for Tibbs, that they're too old, don't want to work this hard, don't want to be coached hard, all those different things. Look at how the players that this Knicks team has had that have had the best seasons of their career.
Josh Hart was a nothing.
Look what Julius Randle turned himself into.
Julius Randle has, I mean, look at every player. Hartenstein was a nothing. Josh Hart was a nothing. Brunson was good, but not this.
IQ was a sixth man of the year. I mean, he was in the conversation for sixth man of the year.
I mean, everyone, I mean, OJ was really good, but he looks like he's better. But he's playing more impactful, important games. So I don't know. He would be the one wash of this, but Dante DiVincenzo was not this player.
Deuce?
You could go up and down the entire roster and say that he's gotten the best of every single one of these guys.
Great players want to be coached. I can understand like an older player that's already established himself as a superstar maybe doesn't want to go through the kind of, you know, every all 82 are the utmost importance and we're going to practice and practice hard all the time, I could get that. But as far as what Leon Rose and Tibbs have put together here, the...
So winning culture is what exactly it is right now.
Exactly right. It's and you saw it. You see it displayed.
And they should be good for a long time. I don't know what level of good, but this should be a playoff team making noise in the postseason. And the thing is, too, they're good now. You're excited now. Maybe they go on a real run now. God knows what happens with the Celtics and Porzingis and all that stuff. But the future might be even brighter than the present for this team.
Well, you still haven't made the big move yet. Right? I mean, the reason why you've accumulated all these draft picks and everything else is because you're still waiting to make that big move.
That's right.
And yet Stephen A. talking about it yesterday hasn't talked.
I have it. You want to hear what he had to say? Now, by the way, I know I get little credit on the show. I know Raymond is considered higher level, RJ, everybody.
No, that's as far as preparation for the actual show.
But who's the guy that I've been clamoring for quite some time?
Yeah, Devin Booker.
All right, here's Stephen A. yesterday on First Take.
From what I'm being told, it probably, I don't know if it'll ever happen, Devin Booker wants to be in New York. That's what I'm being told. Now, he might deny it. I haven't spoken to him.
Right.
I'm just telling you, the scuttlebutt in the NBA circles is that brother want to be in New York.
He want to be in New York.
Okay. So if you're Phoenix, you got at least two people, probably three, who all getting paid about $150 million combined, don't want to be there.
All right. So listen, take it with a grain of salt. Take it however you want. But, I mean, look at Phoenix. Look at Phoenix right now. They're a hot mess. They just got beaten up in the first round of the postseason.
Yeah, I know. In order to kind of... It sounds like even worse. I mean, forget what just happened. Like, I guess the owner is way too involved, thinks he knows more than the people that are making decisions.
Oh, Ishbia?
Yeah, so that whole thing sounds like it's going to be a train wreck. But, I mean, it's really Booker, Nurkic, and Durant. Like, those are the three that you could move. And I can't imagine they're going to move Booker unless he just makes such a stink that he wants out. I don't know if that's even meant, like, in a couple of years he wants to be a Knick.
Yeah, I don't know the time frame that he's talking about.
You're going to trade anyone. You think at his age you would trade
Kevin Durant?
You get Durant out of there.
But Raymond yesterday was telling me he thinks Durant's going to wind up back in Oklahoma City.
I could see that.
So, I mean, then you just keep Booker and build around him? But if you're Devin Booker, do you want to start from scratch again?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily starting from scratch.
Well, it's not going to be good. If you move on from Kevin Durant, how good are you going to be?
Well, how good are you now? You just got swept in the first round.
Okay, so now you're going to take a step back. And I'm sure he wants to try
to
win.
I know what you're saying, but you can be a pain in the ass all you want. I mean, if I don't want to trade you, I'm not going to trade you. You're my best player. You're the face of the franchise.
I get it. But if you could get a monster offer and a lot of picks, and you see what Oklahoma City was just able to do, right? You get a million picks. You can turn this thing around
if you draft the right players.
I get it.
I mean, you got you're hoping whoever you draft turns out to be as good as Devin Booker.
Oh, yeah, he probably won't.
But him on this team?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Let's take a break. A lot of calls lining up. 1-800-919-3776. Adam Schefter with some sound. We'll hear from the Mets and the Yankees particulars. We have CMT at 7:45. Joe Douglas, 9:30. That's right. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Oh, the NBA playoffs. They're here and they're spectacular. And the Knicks are in it. And that's nice to hear. It's time to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game and every vital play mean even more than it ever has with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the entire business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all the blue and orange action as your New York Knicks drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of all sports books with you wherever it is that you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older to wager and physically present in New York and New Jersey only. Gambling problem in New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 in New Jersey. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Frank A. emails in, man, you really are a useless sack of crap. You can't even grill a burger. Oxygen thief.
Oh, because Sherry made the burgers.
Well, but I was not home.
Right. Well, he didn't know that. It's a nasty email.
He just ended it with oxygen thief.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems very nasty, no?
It's right out there with the foul merchant.
He is a foul merchant.
The oxygen thief.
An oxygen thief. whose oxygen am I stealing? I think there's plenty of oxygen
everybody's,
for everybody.
Well, you don't deserve it.
Well, what do you mean? I don't deserve to be able to breathe?
That's what he said.
I don't deserve to be able to intake oxygen?
Any oxygen you're taking in is stealing.
But I'm not stealing.
Well, nobody would be stealing.
Is there a finite amount of oxygen that now you don't get oxygen? If it was like Rothenberg's taking Rick's oxygen, now Rick has less, I can understand it. But that's not the case.
Well, what he's saying is you don't deserve any of it.
So he wants me to die.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a nice way of saying you should
die. That's exactly what he's saying.
Like, you've been around those people that are the energy leeches, like they suck the energy out
right.
of them.
But that's a negative. Like me taking...
So is that.
But I'm not taking oxygen from anyone.
No, but you don't. You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point.
You don't deserve any of the oxygen.
I don't deserve to live.
Is what he's saying.
So I don't deserve to have any oxygen.
That's a nice way of saying. That pretty much can be something like
this. So he basically said, if you want to change what he said, I hope you die.
You can't even grill your own burgers. I hope you die.
Basically.
Well, that's it. Here's the thing. Two things. One.
Cliff notes.
I could grill my own burgers. Secondly, I wasn't home to grill my own burgers.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I know you can grill your own burgers.
Yes.
And you can have as much of this oxygen as you want.
Thank you.
I'll blow it into your lungs
myself.
No,
I don't want you to blow your oxygen anywhere near me. No, you've been sick. Stop it.
I'm healthy now. Look at me.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want your pink eye goo in my, your oxygen pink eye goo near me, please.
I didn't think it was pink eye. It was something way more
aggressive.
Whatever
it was awful.
Couldn't even open them.
No, it was terrible. I feel badly for you. And then I get this from Steve Bowes. He said, good. I'm glad Rick is being like that because who on earth would want to wear that trash gear? I don't know why Rick thinks he can regulate who gets stuff and who doesn't. Probably because he's crappy Islander boy.
Wow.
Love Dave. Best on the show. Not even close. So that's nice.
Steve, that's nice.
That's Steve Bowes.
I mean, that's pretty much the polar opposite of the wish you would die.
Right. Can you imagine that? Telling someone, like, I wish you would die?
Nope.
Like, that feels like it crosses a line of appropriate.
Actually, I like yell at the kids when they say if they hate something. Like, no, you don't. That's
hate's a very strong
word.
What would you say you hate?
Like Joel Embiid.
so you hate Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
So you're funny. You lecture the kids. Like, kids, listen, you don't hate him. You dislike him. It's not hate. Who do you hate? Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. One time I was on air. I think it was me and Ruco. And not even kidding, like, high-level person at the station comes running in at the break. And he's like, stop saying you hate the Yankees. Like, but I do. It's like, stop saying
that's
that.
Not
you don't
great.
You don't mean that. You don't hate them. I said, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't hate them. You don't like them. I was like, no, I don't just dislike them. I hate them. Yeah. And then he like stormed off. He was so angry at me. He's like, don't say you hate someone.
You don't want to turn off an entire fan base, though, I think was his point.
Well, but how am I turning off a fan base by saying I hate them?
You dislike them.
No, I hate them.
Yeah, but people hear that and say to themselves, we can't take his criticism of the Yankees.
But why?
Because it's just out of hate.
Why can't I hate some? I can sit here and tell you I hate the Cowboys and say that I think that CeeDee Lamb is awesome and that Tyron Smith was great.
Well,
Zach
because
Martin's
I think
great.
As soon as someone hears you say hate, they feel like whatever criticism you have, you're just hating.
It's ridiculous.
Well, but I know you well enough to know that's not the case.
I know I hate Joel Embiid. I think he's a terrific basketball player, and I also think he's very dirty.
Right,
like,
but
I can sit here and give a fair and honest assessment.
See, but I think you can balance both.
I can balance both.
I don't
both.
Think a lot of people can.
So
if
you think
it.
A lot of people just outwardly hate something, now they can't look at it objectively.
Correct.
I think I have that skill.
I think I can do that. Very skilled.
I believe that's the case. Let's go to Al in Danbury. Hi, Al. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave and Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
It's fraudulent Al, Cowboy fan with Giants season tickets. I never sell my tickets to anyone but Giants fans.
But why would you care? You're a Cowboys fan.
Well, I go with all Giant fans, so I just keep it together with all my Giant fans.
Yeah, but you see what's happening.
Okay, I don't understand.
So, Al, do your Giants fans, do they also have season tickets that sit around you?
Yes, sir.
Right, and they would be pissed if you sold them to the opposing team's fans.
I really don't care what they would think, to be honest with you.
So if you don't care, then why wouldn't you sell them to a Cowboys fan?
I wouldn't sell him to a Cowboys.
But why?
I keep it because I want to keep it to the Giants.
But why? If you're a Cowboys fan, you don't like the Giants. You don't care what the people that sit around
you
think.
No, I like the Giants. I like the Giants.
How could you like the Giants and the Cowboys,
Al? I've seen 200 games.
Why? But how could you like the Giants and the Cowboys?
I like the Giants. I've been going to games since I was a young man, and I like the Giants.
All right, so why are you a Cowboys fan, though, if you've been going to Giants games your whole life? Why are you a Cowboys fan?
It started when I was young. My dad's a Navy guy, and Roger Staubach with the Navy. That's where it all started.
Well, how do you even watch the Cowboys if you go to every Giants game?
If the Giants games are there. You know, when I'm at the game, I don't watch a Cowboy game.
So you're not really a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I'm a Cowboys fan for sure.
No.
Yep.
Raymond, I want a ruling, Raymond.
We're going to bring Ray on. Ray.
As the dead inside Cowboy fan.
He's not really a Cowboys fan.
This is kind of odd. How does this work, man? How does this work, Al?
I love going to football games. We tailgate. We have like 50 people. It's a blast. It's a blast. And Dave,
I'm as big a football fan as anybody. I'm not sure I could buy if I could afford it.
And he lives next door.
Giants season tickets. I buy the one game a year to go to the Cowboy game. That's it.
Well, you can't afford it, you said?
I mean, even if I could afford it.
Right. I can't afford it.
Right.
Good
so
for you.
Al's a lot wealthier than you, Ray. That's what he's saying. Clear. He's swinging it right here on the air.
He's definitely flexing it. But even if I could afford it, I'm not sure that that's something that I would do. Doesn't make sense.
You and I are different, my friend.
clearly we are.
Well, I love that it's getting animated and hostile. Al, doesn't like
Dave,
you.
Dave, if you ever want to take your son to a game, I have great seats, and you're more than welcome to sit in my seats with your son.
Well, that would be very nice. I appreciate that offer, Al.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. That's very odd. It's very odd that he would miss his own team playing to go to a team that he doesn't care for.
Does not compute.
It doesn't make any semblance of sense.
No, if you like going to football games, yeah. I mean, this is not like a, hey, I live in New York and there's only one team. You got the Jets, too. If you like going to football games, you could pick Jets, wouldn't you?
But why would you ever, if you love the Jets, right?
No, okay, hold on, you're missing the point here.
I am.
If I was a Mets fan living in, no, that's not what I want to say. No, I'm trying to think. It would make more sense.
Well.
No, if you're the Cowboys and the Giants are division rivals,
right?
You have the benefit of being in New York, where there's two football teams. I don't have to say, well, just because I love going to games, I can't go to Cowboys games. So I'm just gonna. I love going to games. I'm gonna go to Giants. You can go to the Jets game and not have to worry about it.
Right, but you still might miss your Cowboys games. I don't understand why you would ever go to a game and not be able to see the team that is your number one team. If you said Cowboys play on Monday night, I can go to the Jets or the Giants over the course of the weekend. That's
fine. And I'm
going
to sell all the other tickets if there's a conflict.
But why in the world would this guy care about who he sells the tickets to if he's a Cowboys fan anyway? And you said, well, you know what? You're showing respect to the people you sit around, so you want to keep it in the Giants family.
Right.
And he said, I don't give a crap if they're happy or not with me. So it makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But I could understand it if you love actually the live event. But I wouldn't pick my division rival.
Right. The whole thing feels strange. Like, that to me would feel like...
Here's the example I wanted to use. If I'm a Red Sox fan,
right,
and I can't go, I'm not going to drive to Boston to go to Red Sox games, but I love going, like, my kids love it, I love it. I love being at a live game. I wouldn't go buy Yankee season tickets. I want to go watch the Yankees.
No. Like, how much are Giants season tickets? However much they are, I would take that money and spend it in going to Cowboys games in Dallas during the course of a year. Maybe I get to go to two Cowboys games then? That's what I would do. I certainly wouldn't go to every Giants game and now miss watching out on my team.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it makes it worse that you're supposed to hate the Giants or really dislike the Giants.
Hate. You're supposed to hate them.
You're not supposed to say hate.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say hate. I hate them. I hate the Eagles. I hate the Cowboys. I hate lots of teams.
If I had to go to games, I would get season tickets to the Jets. Like, if I was hell bent on, I don't want to travel back and forth to Dallas, but I want to go to games. It's more convenient. I would do Jets.
Okay.
I wouldn't go watch the, and like you're hanging around with the, I mean, everyone around you is Giants fans too, you're hanging with.
It makes zero sense. Do you hate, see, here it is right here, right in front of me. Do you hate doing lawn care?
No, I love it.
Do you strongly dislike? No. It says right here in the read, hate.
I'm going to do some mulching here soon.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Do you hate Doing lawn care? No, you don't hate it. You don't. Well, use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens, so just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and to top it all off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April the 30th, which is today. So you got to get this done today. Get one application for free. Visit TrueGreen.com for the best lawn at the best price, completely guaranteed. Restrictions do apply. 1-800-919-3776. Hinkie Haynes says Al may be the most fraudulent fan in the entire NFC East. Claims to be a Cowboys fan, goes to all Giants games and watches Giants games over Cowboys games. Makes no sense. Anthony Garrow, possibly the worst call I've ever heard on this show by, quote, Al.
He's better than us, though.
Yeah, I like it. He's like, well, you just can't afford it, right?
Like, if you, I mean, if the reason why you're a Cowboys fan is because your dad was a Navy guy, loved Roger Staubach, and you were like a legit Cowboys fan.
Right, then be a Cowboys fan.
I don't know how you actually skip watching your favorite team to go watch a team that you're supposed to dislike.
Spoiler alert, that's not his favorite team.
So you think he's a Giants fan?
He doesn't want to admit it.
The evidence is really piled up there.
It's not a great look for him. Chris in Butler. Hi, Chris. You're on 98.7. Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's going on, Chris?
I say that was the worst call that I've ever heard in the history of this show. I can't believe you guys let him get on the air and hit my man three job Ray with the, I can afford it, but you can't.
Well, I mean, we didn't let that him. Ray was having a discussion, and that's where he went.
You cannot let him call the radio anymore.
You want him suspended?
You want him banned?
He's got to be banned. How are you going to come on here and disrespect Ray like that? This guy works 90 hours a week.
Ray, you want him suspended or banned? You tell us.
You don't need to
suspend him. It seems like being the fraud fan is punishment enough.
I think he's right. I think he's made his own punishment.
He's an oxygen thief. My man is an oxygen thief.
So you want him to die? That's what you're saying. By saying an oxygen thief, that's code for I want you to die.
He's got to go.
Oh, wow. That escalated quickly. We went from suspension to death.
Now, I don't think that
this is why you have to be careful.
Ray could afford to buy season tickets.
No, it was a misunderstanding. It was a misunderstanding.
He's flush with cash.
No, I don't know if he's flush with cash.
Flush.
I hope he's flush with cash.
He's flush with cash.
That's not what he meant. I think he misheard.
You think there was a misrepresentation there?
Yeah, yeah. But then he wanted to make sure that everyone knew that he can afford the Giants season tickets. It's not something he has to worry about.
Right. Oxygen thief. He's a wealthy fella.
Like, I don't... I still don't get it.
Like, it'll never make sense.
Yeah, but even if your best buddies... Like, your best buddies were Giants fans, and you like hanging out, so, you know what, they have season tickets, I'll buy season tickets, we'll hang out. But then when I asked them, you only sell to Giants fans because you want to, upset your buddies. Like, no, I don't care.
I don't care about that.
Well, then why? What are we doing?
I got to tell you, because let's say I was in that situation. I was a Cowboy fan who somehow had Giant season tickets because I wanted to hang out in the parking lot at football games with my buddies.
Right.
I can't hang around with, for long periods of time with my Giant fans buddies because it gets out of control. Like, it would just be clowning on the Cowboys and I'd have to give it back to them. I wouldn't want to do that 16, 17, eight, now going to be 18 times a year.
Well, it wouldn't be that many times. It would be 9, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm getting at, but that doesn't make any sense to me. No, the more I think about it, the more it just sounds like a case of fraud fan.
Maybe you know what it was? Maybe he's just like, let me get some airtime. Maybe that's what it was.
I think he might really be conflicted.
Makes no sense.
I think he's got a real issue. I feel like he wants to just fully embrace the Giants fandom, and he can't. Something's holding his dad.
He's torn?
His dad's love of the Cowboys is holding him back.
Yeah, but Roger Staubach's a long time ago. I mean, you got to make a decision. You can't be a Giants fan and a Cowboys fan.
I think he's made his decision.
Which is what?
I think he's made his decision.
It's a bad decision.
If you're skipping Dallas Cowboys games to go to Giants games,
I think he's a Giants fan. All right. That seems very, very fraudulent. RJ!
Hi, Dave.
Where you been all morning?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. Why are you laughing?
I'm troubled that somebody called you...
Oxygen thief.
It's not nice. There's a lot of hostility in this first hour.
You feel that? There's a lot of hostility?
Towards Dave.
I don't feel like it's any different than normal.
No, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that's just the show. But I mean, the Giants have hostility towards us.
No, what do you guys want to do? Would you rather do lists? Is that what you want?
They have no interest
in... A top five?
Well, I mean, we could rank the top five most hostile moments so far. It could be the Giants not giving us Joe Shane. It could be someone calling you an oxygen thief. It could be someone getting very nosy in Ray's bank account when he misunderstood something. A lot of problems.
Now that he says it has been a feisty hour.
I mean, we have two outings this week. I mean, I'm concerned there could be some rumbles out there.
There could be rumbles.
There could be.
First of all, the Mets pregame party was as benign and lovely as anything. Now, the Sunday could be a rumble.
I need his birthday yesterday. Did you reach out?
No, nobody cares. Well, I mean, Anita's the enemy this week. What do you mean? What, am I going to reach out? Happy birthday? No. Hope she stubs her toe. What?
You could just, I mean, you could say, hey, I'm not going to call her to wish her a happy birthday.
And I didn't.
Listen, he didn't call her.
You didn't say stub the toe.
Didn't call her an oxygen thief.
Don't you want to get her at full strength, though?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
If you told me she pulled the quad, I'd be fine with that.
Dave is not above somebody getting injured. All they remember is who won. They don't remember the details of who was injured or not.
Do you really care if she's a little banged up on Sunday? No.
No, if she's banged up on Sunday, I don't want to see her rip a quad. I mean, that's not...
Well, I don't want that, but if that happens, that happens.
That's like a six-month recovery.
No, I would prefer... If she's going to have some kind of an ailment, I would prefer it was like match, not healthy, next morning wakes up. She's like, you know what? It feels so much better. I don't want it to linger.
I'm pretty sure like a ripped up quad is going to linger a bit.
All right, question for you.
Okay.
Quad rips. Okay. We comfortably win.
Yep.
She has a six-month recovery. She's healthy, we lose.
Get quad tear. It's an easy question. Kind of question.
So you're rooting for injury.
No, I'm not rooting for injury. I'm rooting for us to win.
Okay, falls on her head, doesn't remember who she is for 6 months.
And we win?
We win.
What's the other scenario? We lose?
We lose and she's, you know, sharp as a tack.
She gets the memory back?
She gets, yeah.
Yeah.
But like her mom is like, it's me. Well, Mama Mimi. She's like, I'm not familiar with Mama Mimi.
But that's only for 6 months. Though.
6 months.
Yeah, but she's back?
She's totally fine.
We take the win.
She does shows, not a mention of gambling. She's Anita Marks. Anita, are you going to get into the gambling? I have no interest in gambling.
What is gambling?
What do you mean gambling? That doesn't do anything for me. She doesn't know who she is. 6 months.
But she's back after the six months.
6 months, she is sharp as a tack.
Right back.
She's breaking down over-unders.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, player props and everything.
Okay. They'll win.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, am I wrong?
No, I don't think
so. We got to take the win.
I couldn't agree with you more. How about you, RJ? You're kind of on the periphery of this whole thing. What would you prefer? Some kind of an ailment for Anita, 6 month shelf.
Or healthy.
We win if that happens. Fully healthy, they win.
I'd have to root for you guys still.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you could beat them straight up. The real X factor, I think Anita is
actually... I think Anita's going to be good.
I think she is good. I think your boy Armani Armani is the X factor.
I agree.
Because I can't tell. He's playing such an either... true chess match, or he's just so mildly unaware that he's lost me. I don't know which one it is now.
So you think he could be dreadful or he could be very good?
He's either hustling you guys or he's going to be bad, I think.
The man thinks that you build a great, a championship caliber Major League Baseball team is through the outfield.
Double down.
Triple down.
Not only double down, then he like questioned me. He's like, you've never heard of this before? No, I've never, ever once heard of that.
I mean, but he also pretended to not know where the match was. So I don't know what kind of game he's playing.
Or who Devontae Smith was.
It's like if we were the Patriots trying to like check in on their game film, and they're running like with like two quarterbacks right there. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Or who Jalen Hyatt was.
God, that guy from Tennessee, I can't.
Yeah, the Tennessee player.
The fact of the matter is, if we're a draft pick, or we were a draft pick away from... Devonta, the wide receiver
but
for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the thing, is he had it. It was right there.
You think there's any chance he's playing like a six-month run-up? Like he's been playing the game
maybe
for so
he's,
long?
Maybe he's suffering from the brain trauma.
Or he's playing us.
Yeah.
That he'd be a genius.
He wants you to think he's crazy.
RJ? RJ!
We're starting to run out of these, sadly.
You ready?
I am.
Rick, sit back. Make yourself comfortable and listen to this. The second annual DPHRO and Rothenberg pregame party is 2 days away. When is it, RJ?
It's on Thursday, this Thursday.
Come out to see the live broadcast starting at...
6 a.m.
From?
Publicans.
In?
Manhasset.
On?
Long Island.
Just steps away from the Manhasset station on the?
Choo-choo train that is the LIRR.
That's right. Where after the show, we will take the train to?
City Field.
For the matinee game against the?
Small Bears.
That's right. If you're headed to the game, look for the pregame party in lot?
E like elephant.
Along Roosevelt Avenue near the?
7 Line.
You're good. Very good. All brought to you by?
Montauk Brewing Company.
Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company. Maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, highly approachable brew that is packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Choose your wave and buy
Zing Zang.
America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy, please.
Zing Zang.
Responsibly. I got a text yesterday from the Ass Man. And I said, would it be all right if I showed up for the big pregame party? And I said, it wouldn't be the same if you, the ass man, was not at the pregame party. So I believe he's going to be there.
We welcome one and all comers.
That's right. We want peoples. All right. We'll break. We'll come back. Schefter on Daniel Jones. Is it true? You'll take a listen and find out. That's next. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you. 98.7 ESPN. Oxygen Thief. We all know that breakfast is a very important part of the day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. And you know what happens? You grab that cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh, hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.